I got asked such a brilliant question by one of my colleagues this week. We were having a chat, we were exchanging ideas, and she asked me, you know what, I need to know, like, what was the real reason you changed, like, pretty much everything about your business now in January 2026? So I said to her, you know what, the real reason, like, the core is that I saw a gap in the market. And at the same time, and this is important, I saw that that gap in the marketplace matches what I've been going through. So there's a gap in the market, in the online coaching market, in the industry, the famous and infamous industry. That's what many people just call it, the industry, whatever that means. And at the same time, I am one of the women who has been going through what I'm about to tell you. So basically, the reason why I changed my business wasn't because I got bored or I just said, oh, it's time for a change or I need to evolve just so I can put on my Instagram feed that I've evolved. Because let's be honest, evolution is like a very big buzzword right now, and everybody's evolving and pivoting and changing and expanding. And that's great and all, that's wonderful. But those weren't the main reasons. And I want to walk you through why I changed my business in the way I did and what that means for you and what it also means for the coaching industry going forward, or what it has to do with the developments I can see in the market. So what have I done? Because I think it's important for the context, just real quick. If you're new to my world, what I do is I coach, teach, mentor on identity shifts. And why? Because I used to work as a career or coach for a career transition. That's how I started 5 years ago. But then I saw that the core of that work, the core of what I've been doing successfully for 5 years, is identity shifts. Because ultimately, a big career transition is an identity shift. So I took the core of my work that I've been doing for 5 years and I switched, or I transferred it to the entrepreneurial space. Why? Because I used to work with B2C clients and now I'm working with B2B clients. So what I've done is I stripped down, or I stripped back everything in my business. I stripped down my work to the core, which is identity shift. And at the same time, I took this to the entrepreneurial space. So we're going to be looking at identity shifts in the entrepreneurial space. That's my world. And my approach is really teaching on how to experiment your way into a new business identity. Why? Now, here's the thing. It's so interesting because if you're an entrepreneur and you started a couple of years ago and you're in the online space, then you will probably have taken one of those how to gain your first 10K months courses, right? Because that's ultimately how most of us start. And I did that 5 years ago as well. So a lot of people come into this industry and they start by taking a mentorship or a course or something where they learn how to build their business, which is a fantastic thing. I would always recommend doing that, by the way. I would never recommend just starting an online business or a coaching business or a mentoring business or whatever you want to call it, like alone at home. Because there are certain things that you need to learn, and it's important that you learn them quick, because otherwise you won't gain clients. And if you don't gain clients, you're not going to be able to run your business or get it up and running. So I highly recommend doing that. And I was one of the people taking one of those courses. And there were like a lot of people in there starting their business, starting their coaching business. And we were all implementing the frameworks, the five-step plans, the how to gain clients, the, you know, the strategies. And here's the thing, they all worked. They all worked. Like, I had a brilliant, like, first year in my business because I implemented them. And also, for full transparency, because I started my business at the end of 2020, which was like perfect because everybody was doing a career transition back then, you remember, right? Corona crisis, like the whole world was changing jobs. So that was perfect. That was just the best timing ever to start a business like that. So 21 was like a very great year for me. 2020, like the end of 2022. And also then 22 was still great. In the beginning of 2023, I started feeling resentful. I started feeling, things started feeling heavy. And I remember putting up a post. Let me see if I can find it and reshare it. I remember putting up a post, I think it was in February 2023, saying something like, God, I feel the urge to return to who I was before the industry told me who I was supposed to be. And I had this bold statement. It was like a picture of me and it just said authenticity. And then I put a really bold statement in a caption. I remember so many comments on that post. Like, yay, you go, girl. Great. Finally, we want more of you. Yes. Like, enthusiastic posts and comments. The thing is, then there was nothing. And here's the thing, and that's what nobody talks about. Like, almost nobody talks about this. I had built a business that worked perfectly well, based off of strategies that weren't mine. And that's a great thing. As I said before, it's important that you learn the strategy, that you learn the basic. If you're like, you need business basics. Yes, you need, you absolutely do need to know to, God, I can't speak anymore. You need to know how to do social media. Yes, you need to know how to build a funnel at some point. Yes, you need to know how to communicate. Yes, you need a positioning in a marketplace. Yes, you do need to know how to do sales because that's the core of your business. I don't need to tell you all that. So that's great. I was so grateful for these 2 years in my business. But here's the thing. If you don't start adapting the strategies in a way that they serve you, in a way that they enable you to build your business from the inside out and not, as I had done, and almost everybody does this, from the outside in, which means hopping on strategies, implementing them, and then finding or feeling resistance, then you're going to be in a very dangerous place. And that is when a lot of people quit. What does this look like? Finding or having problems creating content. And that's something I hear so many, I've heard it so many times in my coaching spaces. Like doing or producing, creating content, it's such a boring task and I hate it. It feels like a chore. And every time I hear that, I'm like, ah, but that's a sign. Because ultimately, content, if you're in the online space, is everything your goddamn business consists of. It's content. A website, that's content. This podcast episode is content. An Instagram post is content. An audio program is content. An online course is content. Every retreat you do and the communication around it is content. That's what your business is built on. And if you're having a hard time creating content, then that's not, like most of the times, it's not because you haven't learned how to do it. Of course you need to learn the basics, but I don't need to tell you that. But if you do know the basics and you're finding it so hard, then it's not because you're missing a five-step content plan. It's not because you're not disciplined enough. It is because you're not in alignment with your natural self-expression. You hear me talking now on this podcast. I'm sitting in my bed. I'm wearing a bathrobe. I just came back from a Pilates class, and I do not have any script for this podcast episode whatsoever. I don't even know where I'm taking you, but I'm just talking. And I'm good at doing this. I don't need to have any notes. Why? Because talking like this is part of my natural self-expression. I'm naturally good at talking in a way that activates you, at talking in a way that's clear and understandable, at talking in a way that will make you leave this podcast episode saying, wow, I really learned something from this. So that's why it's not hard. But there was a time it became so hard for me to record podcast episodes. Why? And now please listen very carefully, because that's something a lot of people miss. Not because I didn't like recording myself anymore, but because the way in which I did it wasn't aligned anymore. And I'm going to give you a very clear example here. I started this podcast in 2022 doing all the right things. Like I sat in my home office in a perfectly, you know, isolated room. I pulled up my laptop. I knew what I wanted to say. I really, like, I had some notes back then, and I pulled up my microphone and I recorded it, and I told my assistant that she should then, you know, edit it and put the jingle in the beginning and then some outro in the end and all of that. And then I sent a newsletter and I did this and I did all of the right things. But at some point that started feeling so heavy. Why? Not because I don't like talking. I love talking to you like this. But because the way in which I was producing my content, my audio content, wasn't aligned anymore. Why? Because I felt like I wanted to do it in a more spontaneous way. I felt like I wanted to just sit anywhere in the world, in my bathrobe or at the pool or in the car, and just press the record button. Not from a place of, oh, I need to record a podcast episode because it's Friday and it's 10 a.m. No, but because I had something important to say. Because that's the spirit I want to be talking from. That's the energy I want to have behind a podcast episode, and not the energy of, oh, I scheduled this in my calendar, so now I have to sit down and I have to pull out my laptop and I have to, because that just doesn't feel aligned. So that is one sign, and that is one symptom of you being in, or how should I put this? Of you being in a transition as an entrepreneur. What's another sign? And I'm going to tell you, like, stay with me here because I'm going to really close the loop. Another sign is when you start strategy hopping, and that's dangerous too. And I've been there. That is when you start, when things start slowing down, when you don't feel as motivated as in the beginning. And that's also a big point. I bet you know what it felt like in the beginning of your business. If you're an entrepreneur, you know everything was exciting, right? Because you started and you had nothing to lose. So that was probably a time in your business when you were very playful, when you were like, okay, let's just do a masterclass and see what happens. Oh, there were five people signing. Great. Let's take it one step further. You were in a very playful zone, and I was as well. Like in the first 2 years of my business, I was so playful. I was, oh, let me do this. Let me do that. Let me try this new funnel. Let me try this. And then in 22, I launched my podcast. Let me do that. And then that worked. And it was like a very playful mode. There was little pressure in the beginning. Because why? Because I didn't have anything to lose. If you haven't built a company yet, if you haven't built a brand, if you haven't generated revenue, well, you don't have anything to lose, do you? And if you don't have anything to lose, well, then you can be playful. You might just give it a try. You might just, you know, try this and then try that, because there's nothing to lose. Whatever you try, it can only get better. But then things start to shift. And that's the point. I was in the beginning of 2020. Well, I would say summer 23. So let's go back here, because I think it's a very great example. Beginning of 2023, I posted this authenticity statement. I want to be more myself. I want to return to who I was before the industry told me who I wanted to be. And what happened then? Nothing. Now, that's a full circle moment when we go back to what I said before. Why? Because I hadn't learned how to articulate my true voice. I hadn't learned how to build a brand from the inside out. Why? $1 million question. Because up till now, I had only done what other people sold to me as a proven strategy. I had taken the 10K courses. I had tried the strategies. I had produced content in a way that you should be producing content. But that was not yet my strategies. Those weren't adapted for me. And because they weren't, because I hadn't found my own expression, my own way of doing things yet, I fell into a hole, like into a pit. It was really a dark pit in 2023. So then something happened that a lot of women are going to identify with. I started strategy hopping. So first of all, I did like a wildly expensive coaching certification. Well, that was great. And it took a year and I did that. And then I started like in the beginning of 2024, I really started working with this mentor and that business coach and trying this strategy and trying that funnel and trying this and trying that and trying this. But none of those things worked. They made it even worse. And I've said that on a podcast before, but I'm going to say it again because I want to be fully transparent. In October 2024, I almost quit this business because I had a terrible launch on the 1st of October in 2024. I had worked my ass off the entire summer doing masterclasses, funnels, like preparation events that were ultimately going to lead into my launch in October. I was going to launch my signature course. And so the day came and I did a webinar. I remember there were over 600 people in the room. And I was so sick that day. I was like dripping with sweat. I had corona and I had, I think, was 39 degrees of fever. But I didn't want to cancel because when you launch like that, if you know these kind of strategies, well, then you've built a lot of momentum in order to have 600 people in the room. So if you then reschedule, well, then a lot of momentum is going to just go away, be lost. So I said to myself, well, I'm just going to take this, you know, medicine and I'm going to put myself in the room. Long story short, that was the worst launch ever. It was so, like, I felt so misaligned. Everything was just chaotic. It was bad. So after that, I said to myself, okay, This is not working. I'm not going to be doing this anymore. I did one more strategy and I bought a very expensive copywriting course after that, because I now thought, okay, maybe I want to learn copywriting. Maybe that's the thing. But fast forward, none of these things were going to save me. Because what I was experiencing was deep misalignment. Coming from the fact that I had built my business on other people's strategies. Full stop. And there's a very important nuance to this conversation, because I'm not saying don't use other people's strategies. I'm saying do use other people's strategies, but adapt them so they serve you. And don't just jump on others' five-step plans if they don't feel aligned to you. Because if you do that, you will find yourself at a point in your business. And that is also the title of this podcast, why so many women are suffering silently behind the scenes in this industry. You will find yourself in a place of feeling lost, of not feeling at home in your own business. And this is like absurdly a conversation that is not taking place publicly. It is starting to come to the surface now, but it is taking place in masterminds. It is taking place behind the scenes. That's something I talk with colleagues about. And now, to make this complete, so you know where I'm coming from. When my colleague asked the other day why I decided to do all these changes in my business, I said, you know, ultimately, because I see this gap in the market, and also I was one of the women that I want to be serving now. I was one of the entrepreneurs who started super successfully, but then suddenly success didn't work anymore. And here's the thing, and it's absurd. There is almost nobody teaching, coaching, mentoring on what to do then. Because you will agree with me that when you go to Instagram or you go to the podcast or you go to wherever, there is this bizarre narrative of you start at zero and then you go to 10K and then you go to 100K months and then you go to 10 million and that's it. And if you're not making it well, then you should be doing something different. Well, if it doesn't work well, then you need to pivot, which leaves a lot of people jumping from one positioning to the next, from one business ID to the next, calling that, oh, I'm a scanner, I need to be doing this. No, but that's bullshit. That's actually an avoidance mechanism, because that's not going to solve the problem. Pivoting every few weeks is not going to solve the problem. Now, what is going to solve the problem? If you start building your business from the inside out, or rebuilding, you are going to build a business that feels like home again. And not just again, because maybe it never felt like home to begin with. But you're going to build something that lasts. You're going to build something unique. You're going to become a walking, talking magnet to other women, other clients that you want to be serving. You're going to be so embodied in what you're talking about that it's just dripping off you. People are going to come, they're going to run to you with their credit cards in their left or right hand. Because you're going to be so, like, you're going to be the living example of what you're teaching. Because when you find your way of doing business, your way of talking, your way of selling, your way of doing content, you're going to be so sexy, so embodied, so authentic, so magnetic, it's not even fair. It's not even fucking fair. Like, you're going to be, it's going to be so good. But here's the thing. that requires you to go through an like a kick-ass, like maybe also hardcore identity shift. Because, and now, let's go back to what I said in the beginning. All the principles that I've been teaching on in the last 5 years in terms of career transition are exactly the same principles I'm teaching on now in the entrepreneurial space when guiding women like you through a business evolution, guiding women like you through a brand evolution, through an identity shift as an entrepreneur. Why? Because these principles are based on what? Playful experimentation. A lot of women, and it happened to me as well back in 2024, get stuck in the what's missing phase. Let's call it like that. What's missing? What's missing? What's missing? Oh, I should maybe try another strategy. Oh, I haven't learned about this funnel yet. Oh, I should be hiring coach X and mentor Y because then it's going to work. Then that's going to reignite the spark. No, it's not. No, it's not. Now, what is going to reignite the spark? Well, it's you sitting on your ass, taking out your notebook, and first of all, writing down all the shoulds that you've become a victim of. Like all the, I should be doing my business like this because coach X and Y and Z said it like that. I should be doing that. Like the other day, one of my clients that I used to work with said to me on a call, yeah, I need to launch again. I need to be launching again in April, but I don't feel like doing it. So I said, why are you doing it then? Why are you like, do you even hear yourself talking? Why are you doing something in your business that you don't want to be doing? That is really self-abandonment. And I'm not saying this to judge because I've been there. But that's because you haven't find that only happens because you haven't found your way of doing it yet. Why? Because you trusted the five-step strategies and the proven content frameworks and the ultimate blueprints. But just because something works for another person, it doesn't mean it has to work for you. And you don't have to do that. There are no rules in business. Like, screw them. There are no rules. You make the rules by sitting down, taking your notebook, and just writing down, what is it that I think I should be doing? Like, let me just write that down. What is driving me? And then you turn the page and you write down, what is it that I want to be doing? And please, and this is hard, do not write things down that sound fancy. Oh, I think I want to be doing retreats. No, like, oh, and that's something I see a lot in my industry. Everybody's writing a book right now. Oh, I'm writing a book. Do you want to be writing a book? Because I don't. Like, I can't, that there's nothing I don't, like, no, I don't want to be writing a book. I just don't. I'm sorry, I'm not going to write a book. Maybe in 5 years, but right now I don't want to be doing that. So don't write down things that you see others do. Do you want to launch a mastermind? Do you want to launch a membership? Because that's also something everybody does. Do you? Because if you don't write it down. Like, what do you want? What sounds fun to you? Do you want to be launching by doing like big webinars and writing 50 different emails? I don't. And that's why I don't do it anymore. I haven't done a launch like that since October 2024. Because I'm done with that. And I want you to stop caging yourself in. Like, no, there's no unseen hand doing it to you, but you. And that is an identity problem. It's not a business problem. This is about who you are being and how you are leading yourself as an entrepreneur. It's not about strategies. And that's what a lot of people are missing. So I've been talking for a while. I need to check the clock. Well, I want to go back to what I said in the beginning. What I want for you, what I want for every woman in my world is that you find your voice. I want you to feel at home in your business. For me personally, entrepreneurship has been the most beautiful journey of my life. I've been an entrepreneur for 10 years. I started by launching a publishing brand and writing ultimately travel guides for design fans. I then went into being a stylist, an interior designer, a freelance author. I did events. I was a sales assistant in high luxury furniture areas like brands. I did a lot of things before I then started my coaching business, my company, the Female Purpose Brand in 2020. Sorry. And I want for you to really, I don't know what did I want to say? Like, I lost the thread here. Well, it doesn't matter. Like, it's already late. I want you to be at home in your business. I want you to be able to trust your path. And I want you to not be one of the women suffering behind the scenes because they now build something that they don't feel at home in. You're not a beginner. If you're listening to this, you're not a beginner. My clients are not beginners. I do not work with people who do not, like, we don't start at A, B, C. We start something somewhere at R, Q, S. Because people that come into my world are women that have already had success. I don't work with people who came fresh out of university and haven't worked a day in their life. That's not my target group. I work with women in their 30s, 40s, 50s, even 60s. And yes, some of them are also in their 20s or 70s even. But I work with grown-ass women. Everybody listening here has had success, knows what it is to work, knows what it is maybe also to found a business. I have a lot of serial entrepreneurs in my world. Why? Because I'm a serial entrepreneur myself. And I don't want for you to be giving up your business or to feel resentful or sad or like this is now something like a new kind of hamster wheel consisting of things that you don't want to be doing. I want you to put your blinders on and I want you to stop scrolling on the internet so much. And looking at what Coach X and Mentor Y and Trainer Z is doing. And I want you to ask yourself what you want to be doing. And I want you to not be suffering silently behind the scenes. And I want you to know that from now on, the Female Purpose Brand is going to be your home. If you're looking to rebuild from the inside out, if you really want to take a look at where you stand in your business, work, and life, and ask yourself, okay, how can I not just ditch it and burn it down? That's nothing I believe in at all. I didn't burn anything down. I just changed my business, but the wall and the floor, the walls and the floor are still the same. It's still about identity. It's still about transition, but just through a different lens, the lens of identity, with a different target group, with a different focus. But the core of my work is still the same. And the principles that used to work so very well in the B2C world where people wanted to pivot in their careers are exactly the same in the B2C environment. And I want you to know that as soon as you start moving again, as you really allow yourself to unstuck yourself, when you stop consuming so much, when you stop strategy hopping that much, when you stop thinking that something outside of you is going to save you because it won't, and when you really dare to come home to yourself and really sit down for a while, and sometimes that requires, like I did, taking some months off or do less for a couple of weeks to just be able to take a step back. Because when you're so in your business, when you're serving, launching, maybe doing master classes, when you have like a container of women that you meet with every week, and then you have your one-to-one clients, and maybe you have live events as I used to do, then it's so hard to really like look at your business from above and see what you're doing to yourself. You're too close to the day-to-day business then. So maybe you want to just, you know, take a holiday for 2 weeks and just sit down in a quiet place. Take your notebook with you and just ask yourself, like, what of all these things that I'm doing in my business as an entrepreneur, what of those things are actually fulfilling? And where have I just adapted or taken on other people's frameworks, blueprints and strategies? And what is a way, like, how do I want it to be? Start by asking yourself that. Like, three things, okay? So write these down. First of all, write down all the shoulds. Everything you think you should be doing. Then write down, what do you want? And not, it doesn't have to be like, oh, I want this masterclass and it should be about topic X. No, that's not at all what I mean. But if you were to decide, how do you want to feel in your business? Like, paint a big picture. Like, what kinds of people do you want to work with? How much money do you want to earn? How do you want clients to find you? Where do you want to work? Like, paint a very beautiful picture of what you want and how you want to feel on a day-to-day basis. And then, and now, here's the thing. Take the strategies. Like, go to the shelf where you see all the strategies. Like, imagine it like a bookshelf. Now you go to that bookshelf and you take only the books that are aligned with your strategy. And you take them out of the shelf. And then you implement from that. And I'm going to be closing this podcast episode because somebody is standing at my door. I think it's my partner. He doesn't get into the house. And I just want to say that if you're finding yourself in that space, if my words resonated with you, if you're like, Jesus, I'm that woman, then the female, there has been no better time to be in my world. I'm going to be opening new spaces for female entrepreneurs like you who really want to rebuild their business from the inside out, who really want to ditch the 5-step frameworks that just don't feel right anymore, and who want to ask themselves, okay, what do I want? And if you're one of those people, one of those women, click on the link in the show notes and you will come to a waitlist, and I'm going to be telling you all the details about what I'm developing in the next weeks.